1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. I'm picking up from where I left off. We started speaking about, the subject was freedom from strongholds. Everyone say freedom. From strongholds. So we started talking about it a while ago, and we said that out of the Oxford Dictionary, stronghold is a fortress, a fort, a castle, a citadel, a garrison, a keep, a tower, a hold, and a bunker. That's what a stronghold is out of the Oxford Dictionary. So it's like a fortress. And when a person gets a stronghold, the enemy tries to keep him encapsulated in that stronghold, something similar to that, so you can't get out. And the world's way of dealing with situations is the wrong way. God's way of dealing with situations is the right way. And so we need to get into the Word of God and see, what does the Word of God say about doubt, about depression, about drama? Drama. I'm telling you, there are people that are drama queens. I call it a drama queen. I don't mean gay either. But seriously, drama, it goes from one drama to the next, to the next. There is always drama. There's always something going on with a person that has got a stronghold of drama. Always drama. Always. And you know, some families, they get brought up like that. There's drama in the whole family. Everyone's in drama. I mean, fighting and screaming and going nutso. There's drama. People get brought up with drama. And then what happens is if the family or the unit or the wherever they are in work, they talk to each other about the wrongs. They point out problems and they point out things about people and they speak and they just, and there's always drama, always some kind of drama. They never got money. They're never healthy. They're never happy. It's just drama. That's a stronghold. Amen. That is a stronghold. And God came to set the captives free. Amen. And this kind of stuff leads to addictions. It can lead to drinking. It can lead to alcohol. It can lead to tablets and medications and all kinds of stuff. Amen. Just from drama. Depression. People, I mean, really, these antidepressants. My Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. I've met people, they've got so much to offer, and yet they just shy away from everything. Don't do anything. They just nothing in their own eyesight. And they got to break that. So we've got to get the Word of God. Who does God say you are?
Come on. Amen.
Who does God say you are? What does God say about you? Amen. How does God see you? And we've got to start getting into the Word of God and transforming our mind and transforming our life by renewing our mind to the Word of God. It's the only way. You've got to get the Word of God and you will transform your life. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I transform negativity by renewing my mind to positivity of God's Word. God's Word is very positive. I don't know if you know that. You know, there are people got strongholds of jealousy. I mean, jealousy up to murder. People will murder for jealousy. That's a stronghold. Go somewhere and everyone's looking at my man. Or everyone's looking at my girl. And like they just can't relax. They can't enjoy it. I've seen it. I see it. Thank God I haven't seen it in this church. It's a good thing. But I've seen it in the world. It's rampant. Absolutely rampant. Can you say amen? What about abandonment? Wow. And you know, you can't blame the people. A lot of the times, the parents abandoned the kids, gave them up for adoption, just walked out on them, treated them like absolutely trash and abused them and all that kind of stuff. They were abandoned. But now what's happened is the enemy takes what he meant to harm them, and he gets him to stay in that thing. He uses parents, family members, or whoever, priests, ministers. It happens. And then when everything breaks down and the father leaves or the mother goes or they give them up, the abandonment that they have to grow up with in their lives, there is such a stronghold on that. They never feel worthy. They feel it's their fault. They feel they deserve it. They feel they cause it. They feel that they shouldn't get anything because they don't deserve it. So they go through life in this, I'm telling you, with a stronghold around them, which is false. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Amen? Some people have got a stronghold of anger. Anger. We knew somebody, man, he got 5 divorces, went to anger management, I don't know how many times. But the word of God should turn that around. It can turn, and it will turn it around. People have got a stronghold for financial lack. That's a big one. That's a huge one. Financial lack. I'm telling you, people have got that stronghold where they don't believe they can earn it. They don't believe they deserve it. They don't believe that they will ever be able to do it right. They just have a stronghold that stops them stepping out and going to try to achieve something. Financial lack. And they live that way. They believe in poverty because it's been drummed into them. They've got this in their subconscious. It's hard. It's difficult for them. And that causes them to now start cheating on their taxes and cutting corners wherever they can and doing things under the table. Why? Because they haven't got a freedom that, yeah, money cometh to me. God is supplying my every need. Amen. So they've been brought up thinking, well, we're poor, we're going to stay poor, and so just do what you can. These are strongholds. There's many different kinds of strongholds that get people and hook them up, and it's like being in that prison. It's like being in a prison. Can you say amen to that? Because I tell you what, I had a stronghold in my life of sickness and no money. It was such a stronghold that every time I was on the verge of making the money and the millions and millions of dollars that I should have made at that time, every time I got there, somehow I sabotaged it. Somehow, something happened that it just fell by the wayside every single time. And I'd spend a fortune to get to that point. And as I got to that point, and it was from my dad and my upbringing and from my life that you won't amount to it, and you, money doesn't grow on trees, and you can't afford it, you're never going to make it, and you better not, and nonstop. So I grew up with that. Amen. I grew up with that. Countries like where Pastor Leo comes from, they've got that mentality, a lot of them. I said to him the one day, I want to meet the president. Let me meet the president. Organize a time we can meet the president, and let him give us a big arena, and we're going to go in there and talk about healing and finances. Preach from the Word of God and tell them what the Word of God says. Because the Word of God works in America and the Word of God works in Haiti. He's not a respecter of persons, but they've got such a poverty mentality. Am I right, Pastor Leo? I mean, a poverty mentality like you've never seen. They'll take, 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 and they'll never give, give, give. He's not like that. He gives all the time. Amen. That's why he's got churches and he's growing and things are happening. But the country in general, in Haiti, it's South Africa where I'm from right now. They've gone into a poverty state. A poverty mentality. Those are strongholds, and the devil's using it. Amen. You know, do you know that the Catholic faith, and I'm not beating up on the Catholics, I'm just thinking that this is a kind of crazy rule that they have. They have to take a vow of poverty. Yeah. The richest, it's quite amazing. the richest denomination on the planet take a vow of poverty personally. The overall they got, if you go into the archives and downstairs in Rome, in the Vatican, you'll find priceless paintings and things in there. Priceless. Amen. And yet the priests live with nothing. Amen. People, they take a vow of poverty. That's a stronghold you don't want. Amen. How can you help people's lives if you're broke? Amen. That's a stronghold. The devil sowed them a lie. I grew up thinking it was good. I grew up thinking that to be poor was to be holy. Because my priest, I was a Catholic, staunch Catholic. I was in church every time the doors were open. I would see my priest with holes in his elbow sleeves. I'd see this guy, his room, where he lived was the size of this altar here, from here, not even those pieces. He had a basin over there. He had a toilet over there, and he had a bed over there. Amen. And he lived that way. I thought, wow, he's so holy. I thought poor is holy. To be poor is to be holy. I grew up with a mentality. It was such a stronghold that every time, so my parents drilled it into me because they got it drilled into them. So every time I was on the verge of this breakthrough for finances, it just boots gone. Because what was in my subconscious went out to get what I wanted, what it thought I wanted, and that was to be broke. Amen. That's what it did every single time. Amen. Amen. Now, this you may say, but we're in church, you're not talking about Jesus. I am. Because Jesus set us free from all of this stuff. Amen. He came to set the captive free. Amen. Amen. I mean, anxieties and unforgiveness and mental instability. I mean, really, there are strongholds in people. There are people that have been told that they are ADHD and they're not. Amen. And they're living on medication. And now the strongholds in the whole family.
Come on.
And so we've got to break these things. Amen. And listen, these strongholds don't form suddenly. They don't just form suddenly in our mind. Just like that. It's ongoing repetition, being told, looking at it until you've got the visualization of yourself. It starts with a thought, wrong thought, a thought of wrong thinking. However it comes, however it gets into you, it comes and it starts with a thought through ongoing hearing, continual visualization, or sometimes even experience. And those things come and it gets in, however it gets in into your thought life, if your parents did it and said it, and it gets into your conscious thinking. It gets in the conscious thinking. It gets into the conscious thinking. It's not once, not twice, it's continued. And eventually what's happening now is I meditate on it. I sit here and I think about it. And I think about, on Susie said, she started off with a pain in her left arm. Was a little pain in her left arm. She did nothing about it. She had a heart attack.
Come on.
So now you get a twinge. You get a little jerk in your chest or something. And it's the heart. Why? Why would it be the heart? And so Susie got that. So now I remember she said she had a pain in her left arm. Now I got the pain. All of a sudden I got a little pain because I turned the wrong way. Or I lifted up something wrong or something. I got a pain. And now I start thinking the heart. The heart. And these thoughts just keep bombarding you. That's why it's imperative. Watch what you watch on television.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y Magnet. Sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com.
S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
West of Old England,
A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both